Even County Attorney Renee Lee herself said having lunch with disgraced former County Commissioner Kevin White was probably a bad idea. The county is currently engaged in litigation with White, who refuses to pay some of the legal fees the county incurred when a former staffer successfully sued over claims that White sexually harassed her and then fired her for refusing his advances. Commissioner Mark Sharp said meeting with a legal adversary is a mistake even a first-year law student wouldn't make.
I think she neglected her duty, and I think it was an obvious and flagrant neglect.
Lee originally claimed it was a chance meeting. White, however, said in a deposition the two had gone to lunch twice. He handed over a text message she had sent him featuring details that could be related to the lawsuit. Last year, Lee came under fire for accepting a secret pay increase and allegedly accessing confidential emails relating to an ongoing investigation of the raise. Commissioner Kevin Beckner said the lunch meetings alone might not have been grounds for dismissal, but when he looks at it in context, a pattern begins to emerge.
There's one question that I have to answer today. Is the circle of trust that we shared strong enough to maintain my support for you as our county attorney? And the answer to that is no.
Much of the commission's case against Lee revolves around a deposition former Commissioner White gave. Commissioner Les Miller said that makes for a pretty weak case given White's reputation for being dishonest.
We should be considering the credibility of the person that gave the deposition versus the credibility of a person that has sat here for 7 years and been our attorney and whether she's performed her duties adequately or not.
Del Rico-based community activist Michelle Williams agreed.
Y'all want to believe this man? The whole thing was a setup. That man would chop off his own damn mama neck to save his life.
Williams and others told the board they ought to be careful that firing one of the foremost African-American government officials in the Tampa Bay region might send a distinct message to the Black community. Veteran Tampa lawyer Delano Stewart said it would spell trouble for anyone on the board seeking re-election.
The Black community is outraged about your treatment of Ms. Lee, and it obviously is because you missed her in the Beam case that you are being vindictive. But if you're vindictive, you always pay a price that you don't want to pay.
Not helping the county on that was Sharp's accidentally referring to Commissioner Les Miller, the only African-American on the board, as Mr. White. The former commissioner is also African-American.
That this is something you don't do. Now, Mr. Miller.
County activist Marcella Osteen said dishonesty is dishonesty.
She was acting as a conduit and when there should have been a thick wall between her office and Mr. White personally.
While most of the commissioners said they thought it was time the county part ways with Lee, who has spent 7 years at her post and earns about $212,000 annually, they weren't sure how. Firing her without cause would have entitled her to a hefty severance package of more than $230,000 at a time when the county was strapped for cash. The alternative would have cost the county virtually nothing up front, but Lee attorney Bob McKee said the severance package outlined in Lee's contract would be small potatoes compared to what the county would incur in legal fees if they terminated with cause. Lee appeared to accept the fact that she was leaving. She thanked her staff and the board, but maintained that she had done nothing unethical.
It's disheartening that my expression of empathy would be construed as undermining the county's case. There is no credible information that proves that the county's case has suffered in any way or that I have betrayed my loyalty to the county.
After hours of closed-door negotiations, County Commission Chair Al Higginbotham and attorneys for both sides settled on a number they're confident will keep them out of court. Lee will be fired without cause and will collect a smaller severance package. County Representative Robert McCray said it's halfway between what the county wants and what is outlined in Lee's contract.
It includes 50%, which is a dead center of the severance obligation. So it represented each side coming halfway. And the only thing that is added to that is the accrued but unused vacation and sick leave, which is a matter of right.
Higginbotham said the number still means the county will have to part with some money, but a lawsuit would probably have been even pricier.
This number does fall within reason and or below the cost of potential litigation.
The board opted to look at how to search for Lee's replacement at a future meeting and even discussed looking into privatization for the county legal department. Lee's dismissal is the latest in a series of county scandals. First, there was White's sexual harassment suit, then the allegations against former county administrator Pat Bean. She was fired, as was the county's internal auditor. Just weeks ago, the county board overseeing transit voted to fire the head of Hillsborough's transit authority. From downtown Tampa, for WMNF News, I'm Kate Bradshaw.